There's a sense of unease in Kherson. Ukrainian forces are always on alert. We have been granted exclusive access to one of their secret hideouts. The Ukrainians say the battles on the southern front of Kherson are going in their favor. This is the closest point between Ukrainian and Russian forces on the front line. We were allowed to film this mobile artillery as it was preparing to fire at Russian targets. The soldiers have covered it with branches. It's hidden. They're hiding it from an enemy they themselves can't see. The team commander oversees every move, because on the front line, there is no room for error.
The Russians are on the opposite side. At this moment, their exact location's being sent to us via radio. Then the order to fire will be issued.
Moments later, a shell is launched. Everything shakes. Then another. This footage shows the Ukrainian army bombing Russian locations. Elsewhere, there are U.S.-supplied howitzers, part of the military aid from Washington.
Ukrainian artillery hit Russian targets in eastern Kherson, but the Russians respond by bombing this city, residential areas, and infrastructure.
The war is spreading, and the Russian shelling doesn't stop in the city center. Some areas of Kherson look like a ghost town. Tens of thousands of people have left, but others remain. Hopes that the war will be over quickly are fading. Kherson fell soon after Russia invaded in February 2022. Ukraine retook the city late last year. Russian troops withdrew to the eastern bank of the Dnipro River, which flows through the province. Kherson is important because of its location. It has access to the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. And, of course, the Crimean Peninsula. Tamir Al-Samadi, Al Jazeera, Kherson.